very grateful week for most Arizona homeowners. Some got a little bit too much rain, but I think most homeowners, if you took a poll across the state, from Page to Nogales, from Eager to Ehrenberg, they would all say, we're in the mood for a little bit too much rain right now, as opposed to staying on this pattern of a little bit too little. So many of you have seen moisture on your property and in your neighborhoods over the last couple weeks. Hope you're enjoying it. We certainly are. I have to say that my TIF lawn right now, I would hold my TIF lawn in my backyard up to any golf course in the state. It's absolutely gorgeous. Thank you, Mr. Ray Lopez of Scottsdale Weed Control, for helping me bring it around looking so good. Hey, what are the takeaways from today's show? Carol, why don't you start?
We learned today that not everything is a do-it-yourself project, but something you can do is go to Tucson Reader's Choice and vote for Rosie on the House for Best Homeowner Resource, and you can do that by texting 615 to the number 520-214-8683 starting tomorrow through August 1st, and all that information is going to be on our Facebook page at Rosie on the House.
Awesome. Thank you, Ms. Carol. Takeaways?
Lumber prices coming down, but Amen. That doesn't necessarily mean projects or remodeling projects and new homes especially. Doesn't mean you're going to see the prices coming down there necessarily. But it's still good to see things. I mean, $1,700 for 1,000
board feet
2 months ago down to $500. I mean, that just shows how ridiculous it got.
Great for DIY projects, that pricing. And also on Facebook, you could find where you could get that deal on the affordable GPS that you could put up in your car and track and set zones for your loved one who's still driving and maybe a little forgetful. And that number you can call is 623-328-8906, and Victor's offering a deal of a $99 unit, and then you can even install that yourself, and then $24 a month with the first month free.
It's very affordable, and I'll tell you, if you own a company with a fleet of trucks, you ought to have one of these in every one of the trucks.
Yeah.
I know one company that used it to track the fact that there was a particular truck showing up at a particular facility that didn't match the core values of the company.
Uh-oh.
Scandal. I love it.
And so it was a way of just determining whether that particular employee was a really good match to the corporation or not. But
Or in the event of an accident, that would be a good match
to someone else, apparently.
Yeah, but it lets you monitor whether or not people in your company vehicles are speeding, breaking the law, tracking them during the business hours as to where they are, and are they on addresses that have your job or the suppliers that are regularly supplying your projects. So affordable GPS, Rosie Certified, they've been a great partner, and they've actually, our little transit that travels the state is equipped with one, as well as a camera that records the driver and the front of the car so you can tell. And it actually came out very helpful one time in a dust storm where our driver actually had to dodge a package that had fallen off the truck in front of him. And it was great to see. Our driver was paying attention. He effectively avoided it. So things to learn, things to take away from this show. One thing I want y'all to take away from this show is we're going to be back next Saturday. And if you know someone that owns a home or wants to own a home in Arizona, do them a big favor and introduce them to all the resources available at rosieonthehouse.com for free. We're there for you, and we'll be back next Saturday. Don't get scared.